What's a penguin worth in dollars and cents? Environmentally, they're probably worth quite a lot. How do you calculate the value of a penguin? I've no idea how much a penguin, just one, would be worth. It's not easy to come up with a dollar value for something perhaps as priceless, but the Deakin University School of Life and Environmental Sciences honors student Shelby Lynn Schumacher has managed to do just that. She's been researching the economic value of penguins on Warrnambool's Middle Island to the local economy. How did you go about this, Shelby?
Well, originally my research developed out of a desire to enhance the conservation of the little penguin population on Middle Island by investigating the value. So not just the economic value, but the intrinsic value of the population as well. And did this just by conducting a survey through people, tourists and through people who are visiting Warrnambool, locals and people that are visiting Warrnambool to gather information about them, like how much they're spending, and as well as you know, why they're coming to Warrnambool and whether the Middle Island Project is a significant draw card.
Okay, so is it? Do people come to Warrnambool for the penguins?
Yeah. So we were pleasantly surprised because we had indirect evidence suggesting that, you know, through Oddball and the amount of people going on the tours, that it was a significant draw card, and it is. I mean, we found that one in five people are coming to Warrnambool to go on one of the tours, and we found that we did a travel cost analysis, which kind of discovered what the value of the penguins worth recreationally, which is like one part of a total economic analysis. And it found that there was over $213,000 that is brought in economically to the region.
So the $213,000 is the money that's spent and then filters around the economy.
Yeah, and it's indirect. Indirect expenses like fuel costs from people travelling, you know, to Warrnambool and back home, as well as direct costs such as like ticket prices to actually go on the tour itself. And so this is a really conservative estimate. So it doesn't actually include things like accommodation and food expenses, I mean, which can be some of the most costly things when you're going travelling. So you could almost expect that figure would almost double in price if those things were included.
That's quite extraordinary. If you're not including accommodation and some of those other things, that's just the incidentals from people coming in.
Yeah. So really such a conservative estimate, which is super, super exciting for us because, I mean, we only kind of had indirect evidence of the value, but it really demonstrates how much people really love the project and coming to Warrnambool for it.
Well, locals are certainly passionate about it. I was doing this job when the penguin kill occurred, and there was a lot of people were upset about that. And then when the plan came up to use the dogs to protect the penguins, and the enthusiasm for the colony, so the love is clearly there from the local community. Can you calculate how much things like the Oddball film have then raised that awareness outside the region and sort of driven part of this?
So we tried to ask some questions in regards to, we termed it the Oddball effect.
Yep.
So how much is that still having an effect on tourism in Warrnambool? And we found that it's still really quite influential in people's decision to come. And, you know, one of those things could be because it got put on Stan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, really still accessible, and people are still really watching it and wanting to come to Warrnambool to meet the dogs, which is great for the tour.
So it pops up on a streaming service, people start watching it, and then there's a bit of a flurry of activity of people wanting to get to Warrnambool. Yeah,
definitely, which is really great. Because, I mean, the project itself is primarily funded by running the tours. So one of the main reasons that I did this research was to try and see whether the project was economically viable, whether to continue going, and because it's quite a costly project.
Mm.
And you know, discovering all of this is really good to try and, you know, influence policy decisions to get more funding for the project as well.